Live from No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Cooper. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth and telling you the truth that hurts your feelings sometimes. You'll get through it, don't worry. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, more and more cases of mental illness and specifically schizophrenia being linked to the use of powerful marijuana and THC products. It's looking like an epidemic, in fact. Number two, big disappointment as Simone Biles bails out of the Olympics. It first was thought of to be of an injury, but now she says it's about mental health. And number one, the CDC has issued new mask mandates. It will likely impact you and your family. In fact, it's almost a guarantee. This is the latest setback for the Biden administration that has been celebrating for nearly a month over the number of cases. But instead of falling, they're now surging. And President Biden is blaming those who do not want to be vaccinated. But the problem is millions of those refusing are his voters, not the other way around. Plus, millions are now getting sick worldwide that are, as they say, fully vaccinated, leading many to question if the so-called experimental vaccines are doing what they were promised they would. Countries like Israel and Iceland, almost completely covered with vaccines, and they're now seeing huge spikes in cases and hospitalizations. And now there's a concerted effort on the left from the White House on down to blame those who don't want the jab. But it's not clear if that's even accurate. That's a fact. That's a fact because it's not clear who is most likely to get it now. In Iceland, for example, 85% of the people in Iceland have been fully vaccinated. And yet, Iceland today is putting together new requirements and lockdowns and mandates because the cases are rising. President Biden failing to create the kinds of division he and fellow Democrats want with race baiting and everything else, and class. So now it's on to dividing us by the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. That really seems to be what this is about. I mean, what else does he have? His support is collapsing. Optimism is fading. And he had said he would be solving the pandemic, which is now not happening. You got to blame somebody, right? You got to blame somebody. Let's go to bite number six.
Are you concerned that the CDC's new mask guidance could sow confusion?
We have a pandemic because of the unvaccinated, and there's so much enormous confusion. And the more we learn about this virus and the Delta variation, the more we have to be worried and concerned. And then only one thing we know for sure, if those other 100 million people got vaccinated, we'd be in a very different world. So get vaccinated. If you haven't, you're not nearly as smart as I said you are.
All right, so it's at this point in the conversation. At this point in the conversation, we have to say, don't forget, please, who undermined the vaccines. We'll start with bite number three because he's going after the unvaccinated, right? But don't forget who undermined the vaccines, all part of their 2020 campaign to be president and vice president, because now they are saying they have always supported vaccines. Do they not realize we have tape that we can play like this? Go.
So let's just say there's a vaccine that is approved and even distributed before the election. Would you get it?
Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us.
If and when the vaccine comes, and it's not likely to go through all the tests that needs to be and the trials that are needed to be done.
When we finally do, God willing, get a vaccine, who's going to take the shot? Who's going to take the shot? You're going to be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay.
And the question of whether it's real when it's there, that requires enormous transparency. You got to make all of it available to other experts across the nation so they can look and see. So there's consensus. This is a safe vaccine.
If the president announced tomorrow we have a vaccine, would you take it? Only if it was completely transparent that other experts in the country could look at it. Only if we knew all of what went into it.
If Donald Trump can't give answers and the administration can't give answers to these three questions, the American people should not have confidence.
But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
These are the folks that undermine the vaccines that are now pushing for you to get the vaccine. But the question remains, are they effective? Same question remains for masks. It's pretty clear in 2019 that the United Nations and the CDC, when they put together plans for a pandemic, a future pandemic, they said healthy people don't need to wear masks. That's all changed, of course. As we look towards bite number seven, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky pushing for school kids to wear masks. All kids, K through 12. That's right. Make the kindergartners wear masks again this fall. You can imagine this is going to go over well. Listen.
20-fold for hospitalizations and deaths. As CDC has recommended for months, unvaccinated individuals should get vaccinated and continue masking until they are fully vaccinated. In areas with substantial and high transmission, CDC recommends fully vaccinated people wear masks in public indoor settings to help prevent the spread of the Delta variant and protect others. This includes schools. CDC recommends that everyone in K to 12 schools wear a mask indoors, including teachers, staff, students, and visitors, regardless of vaccination status.
Regardless of vaccination status, of course, those under 12 can't be vaccinated. Did I mention the nine new billionaires that have been minted as a result of the vaccines and the amount of money that has been piled in? The companies that cannot be sued and so on and so forth. Well, there is another school of thought, by the way. And I want you to hear this. Bite number 12, it's a Yale epidemiologist. And he says the return to mask mandates and lockdowns of any kind are a failed approach to COVID that will fail again if tried again. And he says use hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And yes, he is an Ivy League doc and professor and epidemiologist at Yale. I wonder how long until they silence this guy. Here he is.
Really, the problem is they have no imagination, and they don't really think about what's going on and how to solve it. They're working on a premise that if they didn't do enough in the first place, they'll just do the same, but more so now. And that's a failed idea. And really, we have the tools to fix it, and we just need to use them. And as I've said many times on your program, for the breakthrough cases, for people who get COVID, treat them as outpatients with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, other treatments that work very well, and that solves the problem. As to Delta that's coming, Delta's going away in the UK. So this is a bump that we're facing now and is very likely to be gone in another 3 or 4 weeks in the US or going down in 3 or 4 weeks.
But here's the problem. We don't know that the vaccines are doing anything long term. We have been told this week the Chinese vaccine loses its effectiveness in 6 months. We're told that you need a booster shot for the Pfizer vaccine. We're told that it may not have much efficacy after 6 months as well. And now Joe Biden is going to announce tomorrow a requirement that all federal employees and contractors be vaccinated against COVID-19 or be tested weekly or more often. The announcement is going to come where he also expected to lay out new steps, including incentives to spur new vaccinations as the Delta variant spreads. But here's the other thing. In places with high vaccination rates, they're also seeing spikes in the number of cases, which completely undermines the idea that somehow the unvaccinated are the people that are at fault here. Fully vaccinated people getting sick right now. Fully vaccinated. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. We'll be right back. Did you know that your vehicle's so-called factory rust-free warranty may be void just because you live in Michigan? Here at Linex of Lansing, we use a custom-tailored process to fight Michigan's unique type of corrosion, which is caused by the calcium and magnesium chloride used to pre-treat the roads before a winter storm. These chemicals are 10 times more corrosive than salt, making the potential for rust damage that much worse on your vehicle. At Linex of Lansing, the painstakingly thorough process that we use is also used to protect many state highway trucks that actually apply the corrosive calcium and magnesium chloride to the roads. Plus, we carry a lifetime warranty on qualifying vehicles. And remember, we're not just bed liners and truck accessories. We are your complete underbody protection specialists. So do it right the first time. Protect your vehicle with Linex of Lansing. Visit linexoflansing.com or call Linex of Lansing at 517-394-1222. Linex of Lansing, 517-394-1222.
In the 10. win.
This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets. On this date in 1978, Lou Whitaker hit a home run off Enrique Romo of the Mariners for his first career home run. Whitaker would win the American League Rookie of the Year that season and go on to hit 244 homers in his career. He was a five-time All-Star, three-time Gold Glove recipient, and won four Silver Sluggers. His 75.1 wins above replacement would rank sixth among Hall of Fame second basemen. When he retired, Whitaker was one of eight at his position to ever hit 400 doubles, 200 homers, and steal 100 bases. His only year of eligibility, 2001, he received just 2.9% of the vote. It is one of the greatest travesties in baseball and needs to be amended soon because Lou Whitaker belongs in Cooperstown. You know it, I know it, and anyone who knows anything about baseball understands